Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier, and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours and talking all things about the local area. And I have with me this afternoon, because it's the fourth Wednesday of the month, and I can't believe another month's nearly gone, but we always have Siri in, and we've got Erin Weinberg, and she's the Chief Operating Officer. Welcome, Erin.
Good afternoon, Alan.
And how are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
While since we've seen you in here, it's a while. We've been talking to Siri every month, but it's a little while since we spoke to you.
Yeah, it's nice to be back physically in the studio, Alan. It's good to see you in person.
And we can just hope that we can keep on going, but just got to do. Erin, I guess there's a number of things we want to talk about, but I guess the first thing we really do need, because it is so topical, there were some restrictions announced last night. We're all hoping that we're not going into another lockdown, but let's not get into that. As of last night or this morning with these new restrictions, how does that affect Siri?
In terms of services, Alan, there's no change at all. So all of our training, our school, our hubs, childcare, kindergarten, and our offices are all open and still servicing the community. So no change for our students or our families. The only change really is around the face masks. So when they're required to be worn inside by visitors, essentially our teachers at the school, when they're delivering the teaching, they aren't wearing them, and the students who are over 12 who don't have an exemption.
And the students don't need to wear them?
They do if they're over 12 and if they don't have an exemption.
Oh, do they? Is that in the classroom?
Only inside. So outside they don't need to wear them. But, we have some young people at our school who have those exemptions, so of course they wouldn't need to wear them.
No, that's fair enough too. Yeah. We certainly hope we don't wind up in another lockdown. I think that if it does happen, it should be a short, sharp, like we did early this year. But who knows? You just don't know. And it seems to be widespread at the moment, but let's not dwell on that. Let's start talking. So, Erin, what are we going to talk about today?
Thanks for asking, Alan. So, I've got a couple of things that we can go through.
Yep.
First of all, with our training and hubs area. So, I think in one of the other sessions that you had, we might have mentioned that we're having a trivia night coming up.
Yep, tell us more about it.
Yeah, so it's a fundraiser for our community hubs. We have a hub at Chernside Park and one at Yarra Junction. So on the 5th of June, so I think that's Saturday week, we're having a trivia night to be held at Mount Lilydale Mercy College. It's going to be a fantastic night. We promise lots of fun and entertainment. Tables are available. I think it's around about 6 to 8 people, so that would be the maximum people that we could have on a table. But please contact us if you are interested. We've got quite a few tables, about 10 or so far, which is fantastic. So give us a call on 1300 835 235 if you'd like to arrange a table. The cost is $20 each or $150 for a table of 8. So great value and, yeah.
What was the date again, please?
On the 5th of June, week.
Fast in the coming evening. Up, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yep. So that'll be.
And what was the number again? 1300?
835-235.
Sounds good to me. So they can come along and test their skill and also make a bit of money for Siri at the same time.
And you can be guaranteed that they'll beat me. So I feel sorry for the people who I'm on the table with. I'm sorry in advance.
But you don't want to say that.
It's going to be a good night.
They might ban you. Yeah. All right, look, we'll take a quick break. Carol, we've got a song for you, and it's Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, burden runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's still 13 degrees. And Carol, I hope you enjoyed that song. I know we've played the odd request for you. You've obviously got a range of people you like. But anyway, we're here to talk about Siri. Erin, tell us about some of the courses that are available right now that people can enrol it for.
Absolutely. So, at the moment, we're taking enrolments for Certificate 3 in ECEC, which is Early Childhood Education and Care. So for those people who are interested in working in early education, in a childcare setting, for example.
And does that help them get a job, obviously, when
absolutely.
They get the end of it?
Absolutely. Yep. So part of the course is theoretical, so it's theory, but then there's also practical as well, so they have placements as well.
Within Siri or
yes,
other
if
places?
There's opportunities there, if there's spaces, definitely we welcome that. We really encourage it to have that continual flow of, of people studying with us and also working. So there's opportunities there. Also take enrolments for Certificate 4 in Education Support.
Now what's that entail?
Yeah, so it's for people who are interested in working in school settings. So learning support.
In the office or?
No, in the classroom. So supporting students to help them learn, students who might have some difficulty.
Children with a disability or just children in general?
Yeah, children who have the need basically. So they might have a disability, learning disability. Yep. To support them, to help them get through their education.
Yep.
So sometimes they're referred to as learning support officers or learning assistants.
Yep.
So we have...
So just for the listeners, so they take those... They might take their child out of the classroom and tutor them? Or
I think typically it's in the classroom, Alan. So the teacher would be teaching to the children.
Yep.
Some students might need extra help to understand what they need to do next, and this person would help them to
help
do
them
that.
Through. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So obviously, when they've done that course, they would again hope to get a job, whether it be at Siri or somewhere else, but somewhere in the school system.
That's right. That's right. And there's a real need for learning assistance at the moment.
Is there?
On the back of COVID last year, Alan, with the students not being at school, for such a long period of time, there's some students who really need some extra support to help them through. There's definitely work in that area. So it's a really good course to do if you're interested in working.
How long are these courses, Erin?
I can't tell you offhand, sorry, Alan, but can I give you a number? 1-300-835-235.
Yep.
So 1-300-835-235. If you call that number, our very helpful staff at the other end have all the information that they'll be able to share, including everything else I need to know around cost, time frame, location. But I can tell you that this Certificate 4 in Ed Support is being held at Yarra Junction on a Monday and a Tuesday. That's for semester two that starts in July. And the other course I mentioned, the early childhood education and care, is also being held in Yarra Junction.
Oh, so it's nice and handy for people. Yep.
Yeah, nice and close. And then another course that we're offering for semester two is Diploma in Community Services.
So what does that set you up for, Erin?
That could be for a lot of things, Alan. So it could be working for, say, for example, Siri runs a couple of community hubs, one at Yarra Junction, yep, and one at Chernside Park. And we actually have a lot of placement students come to us through other institutions, because we've only just started to offer this course now.
Yep.
But we might have some students from Box Hill Institute who come to us. And typically they work in that hub environment. So they're helping to link the community with activities,
yep,
finding out what's needed.
Mainly with young people or
across the board, yeah.
Yep.
The whole range, basically. So finding out what the community needs, what support they need, what activities they would be interested in.
Yep.
And we've had great success with that. Actually, last year when COVID hit and everyone was working remotely and couldn't be on site at the hubs, we actually had some placement students who had studied community services to prepare a pack.
Oh, yeah.
That went out on social media,
yep,
and we could distribute widely. And there was a great uptake for that. So there were activities for families to do together. I can't remember how long the document was, but it was really thorough, you know, and we had really great feedback. And that was, yep, off the back of these placement students, you know, who've done this course, who, yep, were interested in that area.
That's terrific,
yeah,
isn't it?
So that was really good. We're also offering education support online as well. So we're doing it face-to-face and also remotely, on the back again of how we handled last year, offering some of the course, or, sorry, did offer all of our courses online last year. And now we're also doing it for education, continuing with education.
Erin, is that something that Siri are going to look at on an ongoing basis, that some of them will be able to be remotely?
We are. So we've actually invested in a system, a platform, a learning platform,
yep,
that students will be able to use, that educators can use, so we can deliver it online. People can do it at their own pace as well. So,
yep,
for those people who might be constrained with time and distance and things, they don't necessarily have to come into the, yep, into the classes physically. They could do it online. So, yeah, that's definitely something.
Because not everybody has got the ability to get around all the time, have they?
No, that's right. That's right. Yep. And sometimes the daytime classes don't suit everyone.
Yep.
And so with these online courses, they can do it at their own pace as well.
Sounds good. Erin, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thanks, Alan.
You're right.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes past 12 and 13 degrees, and we're certainly not going to see a lot of hot weather over the next week. I think we're the highest, 14 is going to be the highest for about 4 out of 5 days, so we're not coming up for some hot weather. I have with me Erin from Siri, and Erin, you want to talk about this school that you've got, because we've talked about it on a number of occasions. I think it's a great opportunity, but I believe you've also got a new campus.
Thanks, Ellen, we do. So earlier in the year, we opened up a brand new campus at Berwick, so 120 Enterprise Avenue in Berwick.
Which is right behind Nossal High School.
Right behind Nossal High School. It's a fantastic facility. We walked into a facility that was purpose-built as a school.
It was designed as a school, which is terrific, isn't it?
It was designed as a school. Yeah. So that really helped us out, because at the end of last year was when we had the approval from the VRQA for our registration as a school. So it was... It was a long time in coming, but we got the approval. Then we were able to hit the ground running pretty much straight away because of the facility and the condition it was in.
And that's based on the same principle as your school that's up here, isn't it?
Exactly the same, yep. So exactly the same as our other campuses at Yarra Junction and at Mount Evelyn. So we have one on Little Yarra Road in Yarra Junction, 39 to 41 there, and also another campus in Mount Evelyn, which is on 20 Old Hereford Road, just behind Yarra Hills and the Morrison Reserve. It's got a beautiful outlook there. Our school at Berwick, so we opened that at the start of this year, and we offer education for years 7 to 12. And we've had a great uptake already. We're following up on enrollment inquiries all the time. And there's a lot of need everywhere, Alan, and we know that there's need in Berwick for the type of school and the education that we offer. So, as you know, we offer an alternative to mainstream education, where young people haven't gone so well in that model, and they come to us for a different education model where we offer small classroom sizes.
Unfortunately, whether we like it or not, the teachers and this is not putting down the normal schools, what I'd call normal schools, but, I mean, they've got 35, 40 pupils and they have to teach to those 35 or 40, and they're going to be some, I think we've discussed this before, some of them it's a challenge to get them to school for 3 or 4 days a week, let alone 5 days.
Absolutely. Look, we've had some people come to our school, some young people who have been disengaged from mainstream education for years. So they've, you know, been out of the education system for maybe 2-3 years.
Gee, that'd be hard getting back,
and
wouldn't it?
Look, I know that would be hard for the teachers as well, Alan, you know, and we offer small classroom sizes, so up to 15 students per class. I was talking before about the education support course that we run for learning assistants. We have a learning assistant in each of our classes as well, so we have 15 children.
Terrific. So you've got only 15 to the teacher and also then an aide or...
That's right, someone supporting the students. We also have a strong wellbeing team as well on site at each of our campuses. So that's not usual for the mainstream schools either, where they might just have someone come in every now and then. So we have people on site all the time. So we offer that model across our three campuses. One difference we have at Yarra Junction is that we also are offering soon years 5 and 6. We'll go from year 5 until year 12. We're just working out the logistics at the moment with creating a bit more space. That should be sorted in the next couple of weeks.
That'll be at which campus?
At Yarra Junction, on Little Yarra Road. So we'll have some portables set up then in a couple of weeks. So we'll have capacity to take on more students. And we really encourage, if you have your own children or you know of other people who are in primary school who aren't doing so well in that mainstream model, please contact us on 1300 835 235, 1300 835 235 to inquire about enrolments.
Erin, this is probably a bit of an unfair question to ask you, so I'll preface that first. And I know we talked to your principal from the school, and maybe it should be him. Is there any particular year that seems to show up more as a problem? Like, is it right through the whole 7 to 12, or is there a particular year that, you know, as they get a bit older, they drop out? Do you know?
I guess anecdotally what I've heard, I can share that, Alan, because I'm not an educator myself, and I do take my hat off to the teachers and people, the staff at the school. I think they do a fantastic job. The people that we have at our school are coming to us for a reason. So they've had challenges. Yep. So they're going to have those challenges, I think, to some extent throughout their whole education. Yep. What I have heard is that as they get older, so in the more senior years, they're actually able to, their self-control is better.
Is it?
So they've learnt strategies on how they can, you know, to calm down as well, where they might not be as heightened, whereas the younger people coming through haven't learnt that yet. But that's an advantage of having all those year levels on the one site, because they can learn from those older students and they can model that behaviour.
Yep.
I think what I've heard as well is that around year nine, there's a bit of a tipping point where some students might become disengaged as well.
Year nine, what sort of age group would that be?
So that's about 15, I'd say.
Oh, that can be a challenge for boys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope you haven't got a son.
coming up, so I'm not looking forward to that time. But, yeah, what I can say, Alan, is that our school staff across the board are well aware of the challenges that these students have. We run on a base of the Berry Street model. So there's this unconditional positive regard that the teachers and all staff use every day. So they might have had a bad day. The student might have had a bad day one day, but they start afresh the next day with the staff.
And I guess, I know we've talked to this with the principal before, your teachers are really hand-picked, aren't they? They're just not a normal apply for a job and say, here you go. They're really hand-picked, more so for their ability to communicate with a child than almost anything else.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look for those people who have trauma-informed experience as well, so they've dealt with young people who have gone through some trauma, Alan, as well, and knowing that perhaps if they're playing up in class, it's not because they want to or they're just being naughty. There are other reasons, underlying reasons for that.
Well, unfortunately, some of the children that have come, particularly come in as migrants and that, they've got horrific backgrounds. You know.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a lot going on in the community, I think, Alan, and, you know, with the challenges that people faced last year, I think there's some that have been, you know, exacerbated as well.
Yep.
But our staff are fully aware of basically what to look for.
It seems last year that I know one or two children that did exceptionally well, but they were children who were frightened to speak up in the class, and therefore they were at... when they were more on a one-on-one with a teacher or nobody could see them, then they did better. But a lot of children found it a real struggle last year.
Yeah, that's right. That really went from, you know, everyone being in the classroom and being able to see each other face-to-face to being on the other end of a screen. And, I mean, I've got to congratulate our staff as well. I think they did a fantastic job with that. And I had heard the same stories with our school, Alan, that there were some students who actually thrived in that environment where they would sit back in normal times in the classroom and let other people speak, actually were able to speak up.
And then there were some that were just lazy and didn't do much.
Yeah.
And that the trouble was with in that situation, it was very easy for a child to do that.
That's right. Yeah. And everyone else was busy, Alan, you know, people at home. Might be talking about myself, but there were other distractions.
And mum was trying to work online, dad was trying to work online, and then they were also trying to homeschool children.
That's right. And the dog didn't want to go for another walk, Alan.
We'll take a quick break and we'll come back for more.
I Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, where the time is 17 minutes to 1. Can't believe how quick the time goes. And we're still stuck on that 13 degrees. It's not looking real flash. The best we can hope for is 14. But anyway, we've got Erin with us from CIRE, and we should mention it again that CIRE, if you're looking them up, is C-I-R-E. There's all sorts of connotations out there of people, but it's C-I-R-E. Erin, you want to tell us a bit about the Family and Children's Services?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. So we have a couple of things that I wanted to mention. The Children's Services information sessions are the first Wednesday of every month between 10:30 and 11:30. So for those families who are interested in learning a bit more about what we do, what their child could do with us, or someone they know. So we're holding those between 10:30 and 11:30 on the first Wednesday of every month at our Mount Evelyn service, so 20 Old Hereford Road in Mount Evelyn.
And that covers all family and children's services?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, so they can come and talk to us about that. At that site, we do offer long daycare and integrated funded kindergarten, so from 6 weeks basically to school age children at that service. And the... You know, we have the kindergarten as part of long daycare. So for people who want to send their children to kindergarten but have other commitments, say work on either side of, you know, the 5 hours or 2 hours, we offer that extended care time as well, which works in well with a lot of families. We're also offering those information sessions at Chernside Park at our services there. So 33 Kimberley Drive, Chernside Park, just behind the shopping centre there. And also at Yarra Junction. So
when are they, Erin?
They're all at the same time, Alan. So first Wednesday of every month, those sessions will run at each of those sites. The one at Yarra Junction is on Little Yarra Road, so 39 to 41 Little Yarra Road.
Yep.
So we welcome everyone to come along and see our services, come and have a chat with us, and we can talk to you about the services that we offer. And they're all beautiful, beautiful services there as well.
Terrific. Well, we'll take a quick break, Erin, and we want to come back and talk about the art show you've got coming up.
Heading on home. Back to the valley where she's from. That slant six is far and away. Just like she was in 1968. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Appies have coffee in their hands. Just off to you, heaven's what's funny too. She'll be winding through the black spur soon. Rusty panel, bullet hole and decay. Just past Buxton, with a long neck between my legs. Coppers up ahead, pray the way. Like trying to catch that old dog shit. From the red gums in the northeast to the mountain ash stands, where the Appies have coffee in their heads.
the mountain ash stands, where the uppies have coffee in their hands. Just after you, heading towards Bonnie Doo, she'll be winding through the black spur soon.
Welcome back to Community Connections on Yarra Valley. Erin, you want to talk a bit more about children's services?
Yeah, thanks, Alan. So I've spoken about the information sessions for our children's services. We also have them for kindergarten, specifically for kindergarten. So we want to invite people to come and talk to us and listen to us around the information sessions for kindergartens, three-year-old kinder. So we offer that at Churnside Park, Yarra Junction and Mount Evelyn. Now, that will be on Wednesday the 23rd of June at 6.30 until 7.30 in the evening at those sites. So come along and learn about our kindergarten program, including our Bush Kinder and Community Garden. We have a gorgeous Bush Kinder block up at Yarra Junction. It's lovely to see the kids go out there. Yeah, and they get as muddy as anything. And I'm sure when their families pick them up at the end of the day, they're glad that they've done that without them and not in their
not
house.
At home.
That's right. We also offer sessional kinder at Churnside Park, four-year-old kinder, so three-year-old and four-year-old kinder. We still have some vacancies for four-year-old kinder at the moment, and there's one vacancy left for three-year-olds. So I'd really encourage families, if they're looking for a place for their child to attend kinder and they're interested in sessional kindergarten, to give us a call on 1300 835 235 and talk to us about what they would like to see, what days they'd like to come, that type of thing, and the team will be able to give all that information. And it's a beautiful setting there. We're also getting a new playground scene there too.
That'll be right.
So really looking forward to that. We also have a couple of vacancies left in the kindergarten program at Mount Evelyn. Again, it's a beautiful service. We had a new playground put in last year, actually, so the children can really enjoy that space. And we have a few vacancies at Yarra Junction in long daycare. For those children who are attending the funded kindergarten program for four-year-old as part of our integrated long daycare program, at the moment there's a reduction in fees of $2,000 that's provided by the government.
That's all right.
Yeah, on the back of the challenges from last year. So so please give us a call if you're interested in any of those services, 1300 835 235, 1300 835 235. And, our staff there are more than willing and very capable and lovely staff to talk to you about what we offer.
Terrific. Now, we'll just take a quick break and then we need to talk about the art show. And for all those that we've enticed that want to get involved or find out more, we'll give them some more contact details when we come back. Thank you. You're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, 5 minutes to one, and I'm still stuck on that 13 degrees. Erin, we promised we were going to tell them about the art show, and we never got to it last time. So let's tell them a bit about this art show.
Thanks, Alan. So we're going to have an art show at each of our services to put on show all the children's beautiful artwork. As I'm sure you'd be aware of, Alan, you know, kids do some beautiful artwork. Sometimes it's only in the eyes of the families, but I think, you know, generally they do some really great things.
As long as the kids like doing
absolutely.
It and the parents love it.
Yeah, that's right. So it will be later on in July. We don't have a date at the moment, but if you keep your eye out and have a look at our website, which is www.cire.org.au, www.cire.org.au.
There's no dots between the C-I-R and E, is it? It's just all one word?
It's all one word, C-I-R-E. That's right. And also we'll be advertising and promoting it on our social media pages as well on Facebook, so look out for that. But that will be across all of the services, and it's something we're really looking forward to.
Sounds good. Now, Erin, unfortunately our time's fast coming to an end, so we've told the people about a lot of things that they can get involved in today. Tell us how we can find out more, please.
Thanks, Alan. So please give us a call on 1300 835 235. That's 1300 835 235. And also on our website, www.cire.org.au. That's cire.org.au. And we also have a great presence on social media. So look us up on Facebook. And also Instagram.
What's Facebook?
If you type in CIRE,
yep.
And then it will come up with a list of all of our different pages. So we have ones for children's services, ones for the school, ones for training, ones for first impression clothing exchange. We've got quite a few, so people want to look there.
Yep. The clothing exchange is still going on.
That's it is.
Down in Moorabbark.
In Moorabbark, at the arcade there. And that's been going really well, Alan. We've had a great uptake with that. We've had lots of donations of some beautiful clothes that I don't think have ever been worn before.
Yep.
So they're available for people to purchase at a really reasonable price.
And can they still get the help with the resumes there too, can't they?
Absolutely, yeah. We still offer that service. So we want to encourage and to support those people who are interested in getting back into the workforce, with helping them with the clothes, obviously, but then also helping them with their CV and with some training on how they can have a successful interview.
Because some of these people haven't been interviewed for 20 or 30 years.
That's right, yeah. And, you know, I think it's great that people come forward and acknowledge they need some help, and we have some wonderful people in that team to help out.
Because, I mean, there's two things, isn't there, that with COVID, some people lost jobs, and the other one is it's not necessarily that. It's that they were probably just getting by prior to COVID. Now, a lot of them didn't have much income coming in over COVID, and the banks gave them a holiday, but I don't, banks are now starting to want their money back, and in some instances, landlords gave people a bit of a break, but that's coming to an end, and a lot of those landlords are now wanting the back pay as well. So I guess some of them, and I'm talking particularly ladies here, who may not have worked because they've been having the children and all that. I know that's a generalisation. But some of those will probably be looking back to the workforce. And some of those probably haven't worked for 20 years.
That's right. And look, that reminds me, Alan, we've got another program called Reconnect. So that's targeted for people, men and women, who are long-term unemployed. So in a similar situation, I suppose, to that group of people who we cater First Impressions Clothing Exchange to. Yep. However, it's open to all adults. And we provide really great support to help them to decide what they want to do next. So it could be further training. So we offer, obviously, a range of training courses. So they might train with us after they get the support. And we've had great success with that over the last few years.
That's terrific. Mm. The clothing exchange down in Moorabbark, is that mainly female or is it?
It is. So that the clothes that we have are all women's clothes.
Yep.
And we do cater to that area, to that sector. So
And I guess you're catering for the sort of lady that I've been talking about who hasn't been working for a number of years and all of a sudden finds themselves trying to get a job. And let's face it, the job market, no matter what they say, is fairly tight.
It is. And look, I think people need confidence, don't they, Alan, to be successful in interviews. And that's what we can offer offer these people, you know, that support to make them feel confident that they're they've got traits that are going to be well worth an employer's, you know, contribution.
And, Aaron, unfortunately, it's time for me to go. The 1 o'clock news is just about ready to hit us. Thank you for your time again, and we look forward to talking to yourself or someone from Siri next month.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks very much.